96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, we've been hearing a lot of talk and a lot of news about Hurricane Matthew this week and the damage and destruction that we may see when it hits the U.S. But we have another more subtle weather warning for you, something you need to really get in front of before the weather takes a turn. It's the winter warning. Cold weather can really do a number on your home and your finances if you're not prepared. But what are those winter warning issues, and how do you protect against them? Well, joining me to answer those questions and more are Betty Ann Kane, chair of the D.C. Public Service Commission, and Karen Sistrunk, deputy people's counsel with the D.C. Office of the People's Counsel. We're going to talk tonight about those winter weather woes and the damage that they can cause if you're not ready. If you have any questions or comments, and certainly we have tips to get you ahead of this winter issue, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Betty Ann Kane, Karen Sistrunk, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Ms. Sistrunk, can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I'm happy to be here tonight also.
Thank you so much. A lot of information we're going to share with folks tonight. But before I even get down into the nuts and bolts, I need our listeners to understand who you two are and who you work for, because a lot of times you only hear about the People's Counsel or the Public Service Commission when they make headlines in the news. Just kind of give me a thumbnail sketch, Ms. Kane, about the Public Service Commission.
Sure. The Public Service Commission is an agency of the D.C. government. It's an independent agency, which means we're not really part of the executive branch, although the members of the Public Service Commission are nominated by the mayor and approved by the council. We actually celebrated our 100th anniversary a couple of years ago, so we go way back with D.C. issues. The Public Service Commission currently regulates natural gas, electricity, and some telephone service in the District of Columbia. And that means that in the case of electricity and gas, we regulate the distribution companies, which is Pepco and Washington Gas. We regulate their distribution services, their delivery services, and then we license all the electricity suppliers and all the natural gas suppliers that people can choose from who they want to actually buy their gas or buy their electricity from. We do consumer protection rules. We set the rates for the delivery costs for gas and the delivery costs for electric. And as I said, we license the people who actually sell the gas and electric. And then we answer consumer questions. We help people with problems with their bills. And in the telephone area, we oversee the rates that Verizon provides as the legacy telephone company, and we give licenses to the competitive telephone companies. I'd say what we don't do is we don't do cable television. We don't have anything to do with cell phones, and we don't do water. That's our sister agency, DC Water.
And certainly that consumer piece is one of the reasons why we're here and also why we have Karen Sistrunk here. People's Counsel, Karen, what is that?
Yes, the Office of the People's Counsel, it's an independent agency of the D.C. government, just as the D.C. Public Service Commission is. And the office is responsible for advocating on behalf of D.C. consumers of electricity, natural gas, and local landline telephone services. And we do that through litigation before the D.C. Public Service Commission, and by providing consumer education and outreach to the public on important issues impacting the quality and the cost of utility services in the district.
So we
primarily practice before the D.C. Public Service Commission, and with respect to winter readiness, you know, our primary focus is on educating the consumer to be prepared.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk about the winter preparedness campaign, Betty. It's wide-ranging and very, very critical for people, not only that are homeowners, whether you've owned your home for a long time, whether you are a new homeowner, or even if you don't own your home and that you live in an apartment. Explain the purpose of this campaign.
Sure. We just had our first event today, and it's our first event ever, Winter Ready DC. And we kicked it off for a couple of reasons. We had a wonderful turnout down at the commission offices at downtown. We wanted to hear from our utilities, first of all, how they are preparing for winter. We wanted to hear from D.C. government and other sources what resources are available for consumers to help them get ready and to help prepare for and handle the bills.
But why would they need to get ready?
Well, because we know that when it gets cold, you need to have heat. And so you're going to use more gas, you're going to use more electricity than you would in a normal situation. You're also going to be inside more. It's darker. The lights are going to go on more earlier. You're probably going to stay home more. You can maybe do a little more cooking at home. So you're going to use more gas. You're going to use more electricity. So from the bill, and since you pay for gas, electricity, depending on how much you use, we want people to be prepared to think ahead. We also want people to be prepared to know the things that they could do to help reduce their gas use or their electricity use, and also the things they need to do to be safe, were there to be a big storm, were the electricity to go out, were the there be some other problems they need to cope with. So we had information for people, like getting your home ready. For example, do you know where the cutoff for the electricity in your home is?
Mm.
No? Do you know where the gas cutoff is? And do you know where the water cutoff is? Suppose the water main broke, you know, and you've got electricity in your basement, you need to cut off. So that's...
Wow.
So I had people on my staff who said, gee, I better go find it.
I've got two out of three. Where's my gas cutoff? I need to figure that out.
Right. You know, usually sometimes in your home. So that's one thing. And then one of the things you can do, do you know where the air is leaking in? Most people think it's the windows. You got it, and if you think about fixing your home, you can put some plastic over the windows, et cetera. But it's amazing how much air comes in around the door, maybe even through the little outlets, through the pipes that go out. And there are ways to fix those things a lot less expensively, for example, than going out and buying new windows, which could cost hundreds of dollars.
Or thousands even.
Yeah. That's right. So we wanted to give some of that information, and we wanted to let people know the resources that are available in the district government from the Department of Energy and Environment, from the Sustainable Energy Utility, from the utilities themselves, in terms of both information and assistance, particularly for lower income people.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I need to go to the phone lines because we have a call on, and I want to make sure that we get to as many phone calls as we can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, we're trying to get you winter ready, your home, and also protecting your finances from extremely high utility bills that may come up during the course of the winter season. Let's talk to Omar calling from Silver Spring. Omar, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Donnie. Yes, I have two properties in D.C. And what I want to know, if when the power goes out, can you get a credit for the time that there was no electricity from Pepco and other companies?
Well, you don't get a credit, but, of course, you're not charged for electricity that you're not using.
Okay, so go ahead, Omar.
I had an incident last year where the power was out for almost 2 days, and I'd still get charged. And when I called them, they told me that was just not my area. It was the entire block where I am, so that way they cannot give me any credit. I mean, is there any way I can dispute it? I mean, I still have all my paperwork and everything.
Right. Well, one of the things I say is that Pepco now has, and Washington Gas does, and DC Water, you can go online, particularly with Pepco, with something called My Account. Your properties are in the district, even though you live in Maryland. And I can only talk about the district. And you can sign into My Account or sign up for it, and you can see hour by hour how much electricity was actually used. And so during those 2 days, which unfortunately your electricity was out, you should be able to see that there was no electricity flowing through your meter. And if it shows that there was, then yes, we have consumer services people come out with PEPCO and make sure there's nothing wrong with the meter, that they're reading it right. But you should not be charged for those particular days. And I know you get billed at the end of the month, yes. But that's one of the reasons we push to get these, what they're called smart meters, and they now record every hour how much electricity you're using in that 60-minute time period. So you can actually go look and see that you were, you know, that nothing was flowing and you should not be charged for that time.
Omar, you also had a question about home repair.
Yeah, the second question, any repairs that you do in your house, can you use that as a tax credit? I mean, any repairs that you've done, like damage from the winter time and you repair something, can you use it as a tax credit, like when you do your taxes?
Well, I'm not a tax lawyer, so I'm give you advice.
My area also. This is Karen Sistrunk with the mm-hmm. People's Council. And I know that there are things you can do where, for example, purchasing energy efficient appliances that you would get a tax rebate on. But just doing some repairs, I don't think that you can claim that on your tax return.
Omar,
it's something you should do, though, because it, in the end, will save you money if it's something that is going to make your home more energy efficient, and therefore you'll use less energy. That is in your interest.
Right, and if you're a landlord, and that you're talking about rental properties, I think there are some tax, you know, when you do your taxes as a landlord, but you'd have to talk to an accountant.
And I was going to say, we've actually had that question on this program several times before, Omar, and this is what I do know, and certainly you can check with your tax expert, but if you are using your home as the foundation for a business, if you're working out of your home, that yes, there is a portion of the expenditures that you incur for the house or home during the course of the year that you can deduct. But certainly, I'm not an expert. You need to definitely talk to an expert about that. But thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. How do you get your home winter ready, and how do you protect your finances from those unpleasant winter surprises? We're taking your phone calls. Karen, before I picked up the phone with Omar, there was a point you wanted to make. Please go right ahead.
Oh, I believe that I wanted to commend the D.C. Public Service Commission under Commissioner Chairman Kane's leadership for the forum today on winter readiness. And I think I had wanted to just add that, yes, weatherization and energy efficiency measures for your home will go a long way this winter in protecting your bill mm-hmm. and also keeping you warmer this winter.
What is it specifically, Karen, that the public, People's Council in educating residents want them to know? What is your biggest concern?
My biggest concern is just I want consumers to think ahead. You know, there's the saying, proper preparation prevents
poor performance. Yeah,
in this case, poor bills. And I believe that if, you know, consumers actually implement, you know, no matter what your income level, there are certain things you can do to prepare. Some of those things involved weatherization, as Commissioner Kane mentioned, and then other energy efficiency measures that that you can do that will actually help you when those bills would ordinarily spike in the winter. You know, Commissioner Kane talked about the people are inside more, and then, of course, there's the cold weather, but there's also the holidays. Mm-hmm. In January, many times we get calls with consumers wondering why did their bill spike? Well, it's because of the new TVs, and it's all the cooking that went on during the holidays. But if you implement some other measures, if you insulate your furnace and you insulate your water tank and you seal your windows and your doors, you buy that energy-efficient refrigerator, you may not see quite as, you might not see that spike. And so that's what we really want consumers to know. But more importantly, we want consumers to know that when you have a problem, please call the Office of the People's Counsel.
Well, hold that point, Karen, because I must take a break. But for information on the People's Counsel, what's the website, real quick?
The website is www.opc-dc.gov.
Of course, I'm going to be posting that. And also, for the Public Service Commission, it's dcpsc.org/winterreadyDC. I know that's a lot of alphabet soup for you. I promise I'll have the information on our website. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few moments.